Hello and good day. Welcome to the podcast of the project Cool Classic Cars. I am Neve, an AI-based voice from Voicemaker, and together with my colleague Thomas, we will talk with you in this fifth module about industrial heritage tourism. Lean back, relax, and enjoy this session. But first, there is a hint. This project has been funded with support from the European Commission. This podcast reflects the views only of the author, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. So, here we go.
An overlooked aspect of travel, the industrial heritage tourism. When we think about tourism, industrial sites don't usually come to mind. We tend to associate vacations with leisure activities, scenic landscapes, or cultural landmarks. Industrial activities, with their machinery, factories, and production lines, seem like they belong to a completely different world. Yet, these seemingly opposite realms intersect more often than we might think.
Industries and technical industrial heritage attract a diverse group of people. Some are fascinated by the intricate workings of machines, others by the marvels of modern architecture or the spectacle of production techniques, such as those found in the steel industry. Then, there are those who appreciate the aesthetic or culinary value of final products, like the beauty of glass or the taste of craft beer.
Hundreds of thousands of visitors across Europe bear witness to the allure of industrial sites for both educational and recreational activities. This interest extends to the remains of former industrial activities, whether well-preserved monuments or ruins of buildings and machinery. This phenomenon is what we refer to as industrial tourism. Industrial tourism is a concept that promotes less traditional tourist flows and places less subject to mass tourism. Although it's not a well-defined term, several key definitions help us understand it better.
There are various definitions of industrial tourism. Dietrich Soyez, Vice President of the International Geographical Union, defines industrial tourism as any type of movement made by external visitors attracted by industrial landscapes, whether involving operational or disused factories. Soyez emphasizes that the focus should be on the tourist's motivation, their interest in the industrial world, past or present.
Another important definition comes from Australian scholar Ian Frew, who describes industrial tourism as visits by tourists to operational sites where the core activity of the site is non-tourism oriented. Frew broadens the scope of what constitutes industrial tourism by including any sector of the economy, except those producing goods exclusively for tourists. These definitions offer two distinct visions of industrial tourism. Frew's definition excludes visits to abandoned and repurposed industrial sites, while Soyez includes them, focusing on the visitor's interest in industrial history and processes. Understanding people's motivations is crucial for promoting this type of tourism, whether they're interested in current manufacturing techniques or historical production methods.
But when did interest in industrial heritage develop? The first significant initiatives in industrial tourism began in 1988, when the British Tourist Authority launched the See Industry at Work campaign, promoting visits to active factories. This campaign inspired other regions and cities to develop similar initiatives. For example, Rotterdam developed an industrial tourism tour, and in 2000, York County, Pennsylvania, branded itself the Factory Tour Capital of the World. In 2001, the French region of Pays de la Loire founded Visit Our Companies, encouraging industrial tourism in the area. In 2005, Shanghai built an industrial tourism promotion center. And the same year, Turin in Italy started the Made in Torino Tour the Excellent program.
It is not a market to be underestimated. The global industrial tourism market is growing rapidly. In 2021, its size was $986 million. By 2023, it had reached $1.663 6 million.
Let's get to know the advantages of this tourism sector together. Industrial heritage tourism might seem like an unlikely pairing of leisure and industry, but it offers a wealth of advantages for both visitors and the regions they explore.
For travelers, industrial tourism offers several key benefits. It allows for more personalized itineraries compared to classic destinations and serves as a viable alternative for those looking for unique experiences. This form of tourism can be particularly appealing to individuals interested in how things are made, the history of industrial regions, and the cultural impact of industry on society.
It is an excellent resource for boosting the economy of an area. The decline of traditional industries has led to economic downturns in various European regions, resulting in job losses and abandoned industrial sites. Many of these regions, historically dependent on industry, lack other attractions or resources. Promoting industrial tourism in these areas can be a crucial strategy for economic revitalization. By transforming abandoned buildings, mines, canals, and workers' houses into historical monuments, these sites become valuable cultural heritage assets for future generations.
It's a type of sustainable tourism. The European Charter for Sustainable Tourism highlights the importance of conserving both natural and historical heritage. Sustainable industrial tourism aims to ensure that these sites are used and preserved as cultural resources with the active support and participation of visitors and local communities. The goal is to minimize negative impacts while maximizing social, economic, cultural, and environmental benefits. Promoting industrial heritage sites as tourist destinations helps create economically sustainable conservation strategies. This approach also preserves intangible heritage, such as traditional, artisanal, and mechanical skills and knowledge. Industrial tourism supports local businesses, promotes new activities, and creates jobs, fostering a connected and culturally rich community.
The advantages for companies that open their doors to tourists are considerable. Let's discover them together. One of the great things about industrial tourism is the opportunity for visitors to have interactive experiences. When companies offer high-quality tours that transparently showcase their operational processes, it can really strengthen the bond between customers and the brand. People love seeing how things work behind the scenes, and it creates a sense of trust and connection with the company. From a financial perspective, there are plenty of benefits too. Companies can make money from entry fees and selling items on site, like souvenirs. Plus, by offering different types of tours for various groups, like school classes or business customers, they can attract a wider range of visitors and boost their income.
Industrial tourism isn't just about the visitors. It can also be a fantastic way for companies to attract new talent. Opening up their operations to the public can make the company more appealing to potential employees. Additionally, current employees might find new and diverse tasks to engage with, keeping their work interesting and dynamic.
From the factory to the museum. When we talk about industrial heritage visits, we're referring to the exploration of historic sites like old factories, water towers, mills, railways, lighthouses, and other buildings from the industrial age. These visits often take place in museums that have been created from the revitalization of these industrial structures. There are various types of museums that come from this revitalization. Cultural centers are one such example. These museums exhibit both permanent and temporary collections within renovated industrial buildings, creating a captivating environment for visitors. Another type is performance centers, which focus on explaining the technical and architectural elements of industrial processes. These museums place great importance on the heritage value of their collections and buildings.
One of the great things about industrial tourism is the opportunity for visitors to have interactive experiences. When companies offer high-quality tours that transparently showcase their operational processes, it can really strengthen the bond between customers and the brand. People love seeing how things work behind the scenes, and it creates a sense of trust and connection with the company. Eco-museums offer a comprehensive view of the impact of industrial or mining activities over a wide area. They allow tourists to understand the various heritage elements that are interconnected through well-organized visit routes. Lastly, there are thematic museums, which delve into specific aspects of industrialization. These museums are highly educational, explaining the logic behind particular production processes and offering a deep understanding of the old ways of manufacturing.
A notable example of such a revitalized industrial building is the Caixa Forum in Barcelona. Originally constructed in 1911 as a textile factory by the architect Josep Puig I Cadafalch, it has since been transformed into a vibrant cultural center. Since its public opening in 2002, the Caixa Forum has hosted art exhibitions, temporary shows, and numerous cultural events, making it a key cultural hub in the city. So industrial heritage tourism provides a unique and enriching way to explore our world's history and culture. It supports economic revitalization, preserves cultural heritage, and offers engaging experiences for all types of visitors.
Thank you for listening. In the next module, we will explore the opportunities for connections between vintage cars and tourism. We are looking forward to meet you there.